We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Face Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TICFM and Light 100.5 WRCH. Aaron Kupek with you this Sunday morning, and we are pleased to be joined by Bill Salka. He is Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs at Eastern Connecticut State University, and Brian Connolly, Assistant Professor of Biology at Eastern. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Eastern is launching a minor in hemp cultivation. It's going to be among the first of its kind in Connecticut, with an eye toward expanding to an interdisciplinary major in the future. Dr. Salka, let's start with you. What's the genesis of this program? How did the concept first arise?
So about two years ago, we had a retirement in our biology department. Our botanist retired. And I was talking to President Nunez at the time about replacing the position, and have been watching the number of states across the country who were legalizing marijuana, and thought it was probably a good opportunity to start a new program with the assumption that eventually Connecticut would likely legalize it as well, and create a program so that we could offer an opportunity for our students to get training in this very new field and then go out into the workforce in a number of different positions. So we were very fortunate. We did a search for a new biology professor, and we were very fortunate that Dr. Connolly interviewed for the position. We immediately offered him the position. He was perfectly suited for what we wanted to do. And we were delighted when he accepted the position. So he started at Eastern last fall, unfortunately under COVID. That was his first year, but had been teaching at another university for several years. So came in with quite a bit of experience and hit the ground running. We applied for our hemp license, which we recently received. And so the program will be up and running this fall.
And I guess there are kind of two tracks to this. One is the actual cultivation, and the other is the business, societal, political science implications.
Correct. So initially, we're starting with a minor, and the minor will be in place by the end of this fall semester for students to declare and go into. And then over this coming academic year, we're going to develop an interdisciplinary major with those two tracks. I'll let Dr. Connolly talk about the kind of STEM-based science track. And then the other track will really, there actually will likely be three tracks. So the other two tracks, one will be kind of a business and entrepreneurship for students who want to go into the industry but don't necessarily need to know all of the science behind cultivation. And then the third track will be a social justice track, which will look at policies and regulations and how the cannabis industry in Connecticut and in other states can really serve that social justice purpose, which is to kind of give back to those communities that have been most harmed by drug policy and drug laws in this country. And to his credit, this is one of the driving forces behind Dr. Connolly and his development of this program. So I'm going to stop talking and let him take over.
With the three tracks, you know, we'll have the STEM-based track, which will be really about the cultivation, the science of the cultivation itself. So we'll be looking at, you know, the nuts and bolts of you know, planting cannabis. And I tend to use cannabis as an overall term because, you know, marijuana does, you know, have a history that is maybe considered racist, the term. So I usually use the terms, you know, high THC varieties versus low THC varieties. So the high THC varieties are what typically, you know, get you altered. And then there are these lower varieties that are either used for fiber or seed, or most recently we have another type called high CBD varieties, which are therapeutic. It's a cannabinoid. So it is related to the THC molecule, but it's different. It doesn't get you intoxicated, but it does seem to have a very calming effect, and it's used to treat certain kinds of childhood epilepsy. And additionally, there's different compounds in the plants that are, you know, anti-inflammatory. And then typically what we think of hemp is a fiber plant that's been used for paper and rope and things like that. So the stem part, we'll be looking at the growth of the plants and, you know, how to grow them, what type of lights, fertilizer, trimming, and then we'll go into the chemistry of it. And that will be more of the, you know, cannabinoid extraction. And we'll also look at developing new strains, you know, the genetics of cannabis, crossing different varieties to, you know, improve, you know, for the industry, especially in Connecticut and things like that. And then really, you know, this is a, you know, a time of change, and having this new industry, there's this big space, big economic opening, where hopefully we can get a lot of our students into this industry. It's a huge opportunity. You know, my former students, where I was teaching in Massachusetts, several of them are working in the Massachusetts based industries. And one of them is actually trying to start his own dispensary. So there is this really big opening, and which is excellent for student employment, but we should make sure that all the different groups of people have an equal access or maybe, you know, to this new economic opportunity. As we've seen with COVID, often when there's something that happens in society, there's a, you know, a differential response, and different groups of people have, you know, greater or lesser economic effects. This is, you know, a positive change in our society, but we have to make sure that all the different groups of people are able to enter the sort of the cannabis business space and are able to reap an economic benefit.
Talk about hemp in particular as a cash crop. It is a growing industry.
Yes, you know, it's hemp. You know, as we know it, mostly the CBD types are where most of the money is being made currently. Fiber and for grain or seed, it's being grown at mass scale, but I don't think it's actually benefiting farmers that much at this moment. I don't know if the processing industries are really up and running, but the CBD types, which, you know, are extracted for the cannabidiol, you know, that's showing up in, you know, coffee, it's showing up in lotions and pet food. There's even, you know, you can get CBD for your dog if your dog has an anxiety problem. So the industry is worth, you know, billions of dollars. And this is a federally legal plant, the hemp, and CBD, as long as the overall weight of THC is less than 0.3%. So that's federally legal. You know, we're doing state by state for THC, which is a different plant, and it's still not at the federal legal stage. And so Eastern is not going to be dealing with any of the high THC varieties at all.
Is there the chance that might change down the road as things liberalize even further nationally?
It could be a direction we head in the future, but you know, this would have to be legalized at the federal level. And if it's legalized at the federal level, you know, we could you know, very carefully and proceed with you know, introducing THC varieties as long as, you know, it's cleared by, you know, the university's legal staff.
How difficult was it for Eastern to get a hemp producer license from the Department of Agriculture?
The process of getting a hemp license is or hemp permit is not too difficult. The Connecticut Department of Agriculture has the site. Since it's new, some of the requirements have changed. And so that did trip us up a little bit, but once we got up to date with the most recent requirements, we were able to get a hemp license. It just basically you have to map where you're growing the plant and state the varieties you're going to be growing, and then which have to be pretty much genetics that have low THC. And then once you get it growing, you have to send grower reports once a quarter to the Department of Ag. And then there's testing. Before you harvest, you have to have your plants tested to make sure they're still below the 0.3% THC threshold.
So this will actually be a crop that will be grown on campus in Willimantic.
Absolutely. Yep. We have our greenhouse, and our current greenhouse is small, but and we'll have some plants growing there this fall and this spring, and hopefully in the future we'll be able to expand our growth facility.
How difficult a crop is it to grow?
If you're a good gardener, you can grow cannabis. If you are used to just fertilizing and planting seeds and watering, it's not that difficult. The one difference with cannabis that's different than a lot of our garden crops around here is that most of the varieties are day length sensitive, so you have to shorten the days. It doesn't really start to flower until the fall, and you just have to make sure that you planted it at the right time. People have been working extensively on breeding new varieties, and they actually have these new kind of self-flowering, these auto-flowering plants that just flower automatically when they're of the right size. So that's helped make it a little easier. And even if you just go on some of these cannabis seed websites, they actually will have a category like good for beginners. And so they have these varieties that are easier than other ones. They vary tremendously in size from, maybe a couple feet to, 8 feet, and maybe some of the fiber types are even taller than that. So there's a huge diversity in the cannabis plant, and different strains are much easier to grow than others.
You're listening to Face Connecticut. We are talking to Brian Connolly, Assistant Professor of Biology at Eastern Connecticut State University, and William Salka, Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs at Eastern. Now, this is being launched as a minor, and this question is to either of you or both of you. What sort of classes are going to make up this minor?
So basically, we're going to have, to start out, some sort of general lab science as a requirement. We don't want, only biology students. We'd like to have the minor to include students from several different majors. And then we were thinking that we have a plants and society class, and that would be one of the core classes. Generally, you have to have, 15 to 18 credits for a minor. So about four lab classes would cover that. And then I teach a class on the general evolutionary groups of plants called the biology of plants, and that would be another course. And then we have a chemist who has specialized in cannabis chemistry, and he would likely teach a course on plant biochemistry. So, dealing with the cannabinoids and the extraction and hemp actually, or CBD varieties actually come in kind of these different flavors. People talk about them almost as like wine or coffee with, hints of cherry and lemon and blueberry. So there's all this secondary plant compounds, terpenes that affect kind of the quality experience of hemp. So that may be part of the plant biochemistry class, as well as, the CBD content. And there's another compound called CBG, which is being investigated as well. And that's really interesting therapeutically. And then we would have the cultivation course, which would be, a hands-on practicum where students go to the greenhouse, they plant the seed, they grow the seeds, they, use the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium fertilizers, investigate photosynthesis, trellis the plant, trim the plant, investigate the flowers. And generally you don't pollinate the female plants. They have these new varieties that are all female. And so these highly feminized plants are what really make the cannabinoids. Male plants are not desired, and they actually will lower the content of CBD or THC. So we'll investigate, kind of the flowering, and then we might do our own experimental crosses and pollination under a very controlled environment. And then the students will go and will, do the collecting and the testing to make sure we're under the 0.3 threshold. And so that will be the classes that make up the minor.
Dr. Salka, is this a trend in higher education rolling out these programs for cannabis production, given the fact that, so many states have now legalized and more are moving in that direction?
So you would think so, but when we started looking at this a couple of years ago, we were quite surprised that there weren't many formal programs, even across the country out west, where cannabis has been legal for many more years. And I suspect the big barrier has been the licensing required. And so that's why we started with the hemp license, because it's a fairly low threshold, but it's very difficult to get approval to grow the higher THC varieties. And as Dr. Connolly has said kind of repeatedly, teaching students on hemp plants really will prepare them to kind of move into all areas of the cannabis industry. So that's the reason we went there. And again, we started this process really 2 years ago because we were hoping to get out ahead of other institutions who might, when it becomes legal in their state, particularly in Connecticut, think about creating similar programs.
Now, because Eastern is a liberal arts institution with the focus on instruction a little more than research, are there other applications here for maybe people not necessarily going into the hemp or cannabis business? I'm thinking people maybe beyond biology majors might be interested in this.
Yeah, I'll start with that and then turn it over to Brian. Absolutely. So I really wanted to start this program in our biology department because it is by far one of the strongest programs that we have at Eastern. They do a number of things very, very well. And particularly what they do is give students undergraduate research experiences. So all of the faculty at Eastern in the biology department have students working with them in their labs on their own research. And often students then develop their own research agendas as they become juniors and seniors. And that's really one of the benefits of Eastern versus larger institutions. We don't have a lot of graduate students. We don't have graduate programs really at Eastern. And so all of that lab work and field work that faculty needs student support with, that really does go to all of the undergraduate students. And as we develop this major, that's why we're going to have the multiple tracks, so that students from really any other major, any other discipline, can get involved and potentially double major in this program and enter all different areas of the industry.
Brian, anything to add?
I hope that this cannabis program gets our students from several majors just interested in plant science in general. Cannabis is kind of the hook or the attraction, but I just want to say that, if you can grow a cannabis plant, you can grow, food sustainably. And you might become interested in other plants that sequester carbon, and maybe helpful for climate change. So, and also plants are, you know, besides cannabis, are also a huge, you know, source of medicine. So I'm hoping that this, you know, program kind of will bring people in from several majors, but also open their eyes to just kind of the magic and the usefulness of plants in general. Just because, you know, there is this phenomena of, you know, people are what are called plant blind, or there's plant blindness. And you hear in biology classes, plants are boring. And I that really bothers me. And so I hope that, you know, the cannabis program generates, you know, not only excitement for the new industry and the potential for jobs, but just showing how plants can be, you know, a solution to a lot of our social and environmental problems in the world as well.
Now, this minor program was just announced this summer, but I'm curious what the reaction has been so far.
Yeah, we kind of released the information to the media and didn't tell anybody on campus. And so I very quickly got calls from my admissions office about prospective students who were calling them with questions about the new program, and also calls from the registrar who were getting calls from current students inquiring how they can sign up for the minor and ultimately the major. So we've had a very positive response from both prospective students and our current students. We have not heard much other than from the system office, who thinks the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities system office, who thinks this is a great idea. Haven't heard too much from other institutions, but I suspect what they will do is look at the program that Brian and others create and try to copy it.
Brian, have you been hearing from students?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've gotten, you know, several email inquiries from mostly from current students. And then from, you know, one of the community colleges are actually interested in an articulation agreement, basically trying to see if they can train their students to just, and after 2 years, if they could enter, you know, our program and their students could be, you know, ready to go for a cannabis program at Eastern. So, additionally, the Connecticut Ag Experiment Station, which is not academia per se, you know, has reached out and said, you know, we're doing, you know, several things with cannabis. And if you, you know, want to come down and have a field trip, or if you need your plants tested for, you know, THC, CBD, or other things, you know, we do that as well. So the overwhelming response from students, other, you know, educational institutions and research institutions has been quite positive.
I know you're just launching the minor, but is there a tentative timeline to expand this into a major?
Yes. So the minor will be in place by the end of the fall semester. And we've already begun talking about the major. And so we expect that will be in place for fall of 2022. That's a longer process because it has to go through the system office and also through the Board of Regents. But we anticipate getting them the paperwork in the spring so that hopefully they will approve it and it can be offered a year from this fall.
Give us an idea for students who participate in this program, what they might use the knowledge they gain for. Certainly there are a lot of opportunities in the workforce if you were to graduate and you know, get a job, but can you go beyond to, you know, a higher level of learning too? Are there programs available for cannabis production graduately?
Actually, yes. The University of Connecticut, you know, has a cannabis program as well, and they do have some graduate students that are investigating some of the properties of cannabis and hemp.
Okay, certainly a growing field. He is Brian Connolly, joined by William Sulka. Brian is assistant professor of biology at Eastern Connecticut State University. Bill is provost and vice president of academic affairs at Eastern. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Aaron.
A pleasure. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thanks for listening to Face Connecticut. I'm Aaron Kupek. Enjoy the balance of your weekend.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.